Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Back Talk. I'm Julia.
And I'm Kayla.
We're back here. I'm not going to say the number of the episode because you already know what it is. But we are going strong still. Do you have anything for what's good?
One quick one. The new SZA Ty Dolla $ign is called Hit Different. This video came up on suggested on YouTube, and I was mesmerized by the beauty of it, by the colors, by the aesthetic. It was just of the jabos, like everything had me. I was sold. The video is absolutely beautiful. And then at the end, it says directed by Solana. And I was like, excuse me, ma'am, she did what? You directed this masterpiece? It was so beautiful. Like, I remember watching the video and I was like, oh my, like the performance part where she's like on the balance beam. Mm-hmm. I was watching it like, oh my God, like how did she get this performance shot like to be so long and like focused in, but not awkward?
Yeah, like, and I, from what I saw, I've seen the clip. I haven't watched the whole video, but I see she's like dancing.
Yes, she's giving us choreo. Like, it's real cute.
She's not like frolicking around like how she usually does.
She's going to give you a frolic or two, but it's spread out in between the video and it's really, really cute. So I'm excited. But yeah, she gives a frolic or two. I'm not gonna lie, but it's tastefully done. And this, the choreo, everything, like the aesthetic, like I said, it's like, it's really cool and it's like a really beautiful video. So shout out to her. And actually, like, I'm not gonna lie, like when I watched the like the video, I was so like enamored. I really wasn't paying attention to the song like at all. Like I couldn't tell you like the verse, the hook, the chorus. Like I was just watching the visual. But then I listened to the song in the shower and it was actually really cute. Like it was like a nice start your morning off, nothing too much. It's a cute song.
Well, I mean, honestly, like I said, I haven't given it a fair shot, so I have to actually go back and listen to it.
Okay.
And watch the video.
Okay, I think you'll like it.
Yeah. Okay, so Big Sean, did you listen to Big Sean's album?
I did not.
Okay, so like I was saying off air, Big Sean, you could tell he has done a lot of self-work. His newest album is called Detroit 2. It's actually, the rollout is what I really enjoyed. Like, you know, he came out with merch. He dropped a couple singles here and there. He basically gave a backstory about the album and how, like, you know, he had to take a lot of time off from music just to, you know, grow spiritually. And he had some health issues going on. On the album, he actually revealed that him and Janae, they had like a miscarriage, which, you know, that's very vulnerable to say. Yeah, I couldn't believe that, but the album is very long, and so I didn't get a chance to get through all of it. Like, I listened to the whole thing all the way through, but, like, I didn't listen, like, I didn't actively listen. Like, I kind of put it on, let it play. A few songs stuck out to me here and there, but I didn't, like, actually give it a good listen because it's 21 songs long, and I
That's
can't focus.
Long.
Yeah, I can't focus on that, like, that much. And I understand, well, I can't say I 100% understand, but you know, as an artist, if you've worked hard for years on a body of work and it means something to you, like you don't want to condense it down just for the sake of having a short and sweet album. Like you want to put all of it on there, but 21 songs, that's a lot. Like I'm gonna have to take that in waves. But he released some singles before the album came out. There's a song called Deep Reverence with Nipsey, which I like. And then there's one called Body Language with Ty Dolla $ign and, of course, Jhené Aiko, which I like. Now, there is one with Wale on there. I forgot what it's called, but I like that one, too. But again, I can't really say I like or love or dislike the album just because I listened, but I didn't really listen. So
it's a lot to digest.
It is. 21 songs is a lot.
Girl, I got 12 in me.
Right. But, I, you know, shout out to Big Sean. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can tell. You know, just from what I've heard and what I've seen, he's done a lot of self-work. He seems much happier. He seems like he's at a place in his life where he's, you know, 100% comfortable with himself. And you can tell he's just done the inner work. And I can appreciate that, you know, from a, not only an artist, but from a man. So, you know.
Shout out to Big Sean.
Right. You know, I like Big Sean overall. I really do like him. I've liked, you know, the majority of everything else he's put out. So, you know.
I'm going to give it a chance because I really did like the first Detroit and just off the strength of that and, you know, that like era.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give Detroit 2 a chance because, like you said, it's Big Sean.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure you'll come back with something. I have another What's Good though, really quick.
Okay.
There's this new artist that I stumbled upon. I'm not going to say who put me on. because he always wants credit. It's Derek. So hey, Derek put me on. Hi, Derek. Derek put me on to
I can this hear artist. Put you on.
You know, inadvertently, like I was riding in the car with him and the song was playing. I was like, oh, who's this? And, you know, he told me about him. So his name is spelled BLXST. So I guess that's the blast.
BLXST. I'm assuming blast.
I mean, what else could it possibly be?
I tried to sound it out and my brain and my mouth could not connect. So we're going to go with blast.
It's a blast. Okay.
It's blast. Yeah.
So, he has like, he's an LA based artist and he does that sing rap thing that everybody does, which I like it. It's kind of like Bryson Tiller meets Six Lack, kind of that style of rap.
Sign in there.
Yeah. Not as melodic, but you know.
Okay.
But he makes bops. Like he just came out with an album, just a few days ago, I think on the 4th of September this year.
Oh shoot. Okay.
And it's called No Love Lost. And I like, Overrated. It's to the tune of, you know, that song This Love by Donnell Jones.
No, but I'm about to play it.
Oh, play it. Yeah. Play Overrated by Blast. Just skip to the middle.
All right. Here we go, guys. I know you love when we shade it. Duck, they hate it when we isolate it. You know we good, no reason to be explaining. Just want your love, you see the love is overrated. Yeah, you know I'm forever lit. Money ain't none if you got nobody to share it with. It's like we're getting there. You got a problem with wearing it. Time ain't free, so if you got it, you cherish it. You know the cold never switch. My love legit. You know I'ma go all out for my shit. If we ever fall out, get a grip, get it right back. And if it's up, let it stick, and it's like that. You ain't even gotta say it. It's understood, don't need to be complicated. Ay, you know we good, no reason to be explaining. Just give me loyalty, cause love is overrated. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know you love when we shade it. Duh, they hate it when we isolate it. Okay. You know we good,
no. I like okay. it. So let me play like This it. Love by Donnell Jones, and you'll see the tune. Let me skip to the chorus. All right, Donnell Jones, where's the chorus? Okay, here it is.
Oh, yeah. That did not connect for me.
Well, okay, so I'm gonna play the chorus, Overrated, and you'll hear it. Like, he did it. He was like,
okay, so that wasn't the chorus?
Let me see. Okay.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Got it. Oh, it's like, I don't hear it.
Yeah.
And Donnell Jones is in the credits, y'all, so.
He's in the credits?
Yes, he definitely, I'm sure he's getting paid for that little sample.
Yes, okay. But
that just reminded me of my clownery. I just got mine. Old girl that tried to say that, you know, Ashanti's Foolish was hers.
Oh my God. But yeah, you know, shout out to Blast. Like, he's an LA-based artist. I don't know, like, somebody told me that he was signed to Nipsey, like he's involved with, you know,
okay,
you know, LA is all connected anyway, but you know, shout out to Blast. Okay. I want to see big things from him.
I like that.
What I like is like when I find out about an artist and like I go to YouTube and they already have like hella visuals, like he has a video for almost all of his songs, which I can appreciate. They're short songs, so I mean, okay, but yeah, listen to Blast if you get a chance, you guys. But
I like that. I enjoy Blast. Shout out to Derek. You get your credit here. This is your credit, Derek, right here. We're giving you the credit.
Oh my God. Who? Okay.
But is that all you had for what's good?
Yes.
Just clownery really quick. So on the internet, on TikTok, I believe this started, a young lady, I do not know her name, and I really didn't save the video when I saw it, but, you know, she made a song, and she said, hey guys, I want you guys to make videos to my new songs, and the girl is literally singing word for word Ashanti's Foolish, like, clearly a different, like, melody-ish, a different beat in the background, but it's the same, I can't find it, I watched it,
I'm gonna go, but I didn't, or search Twitter.
It was trending the other day, so that's how it just popped. Well, my sister showed it to me, actually. And people were, like, ripping her up.
TikTok Ashanti Foolish. So she was like, I want you guys to make
Yeah, I just found the screenshot, and her name is Danielle.
Oh, it says not this white girl stealing. It's not
and she said,
"Okay."
She said, "Make a TikTok to my new song."
Are you for real? Danielle,
Miss Mamas. Now, she came on the internet and was like, oh, it's a cover. Plenty of people make covers all the time.
You said my new song. You didn't say cover.
Yes, yes. And that's where everybody was like, no, that's not what you said, though. You said make a TikTok to my new song. Like, you didn't give any credit. Like, and, you know, Gen Z people, maybe, you know, 18 and younger, they probably don't understand. They don't know nothing about Ashanti Foolish that came out in, what, 2002? Like, they don't know nothing about that. They was maybe one or two. So yeah, everybody ripped her ass up, and she was pretty much out of here. I don't know if she's you know, updated her caption. I don't know if she's taken it down. I don't know if she, you know, gave she cited her sources, did a bibliography or anything like that. But baby girl, that was not it right there. Not it. And it happens all the time, and I understand why people got so upset, because there's so many times where, like, black people will do something funny or do something creative and put it on the internet, and then probably get, like, you know, a certain amount of shares, and then somebody white comes along and does it, and now it's viral, and it's just like, damn, we never get no credit. Like, stop stealing. So I get it.
She just, like, she literally said that, like, listen to my new song, ma'am.
Literally, my song, my new song. Like, Miss Mama's what? Not my new cover.
I want to hear the whole thing.
Mind you, it would have been good as a cover. Like, there was nothing wrong with how she sang it. It sounded cute. It was a cute little spin on it. But you have to cite your sources, ma'am. Like, you can't just say it's yours and it's not yours.
Yeah, words mean things. You right. Say it's yours.
But that's all I had for clownery. That was really quick.
Are you sure that's it? That's all.
I mean, I'm sure, but I really think that I have like a mental filter on like stupidity that I'm not engaging unless it's funny like that.
Oh wow. Okay. So we got for the main topic.
Child, we have a lot. Where do you want to start? P-Valley?
Yes.
Let's talk about P-Valley, because I don't think we've talked about P-Valley at all on here.
And I was like, it was a slow burn for me. Like, when the first episode, I was like, I don't think I'm gonna like this, but I kept watching, and it got good.
The first episode, I didn't even watch it, I don't think. I think I fell asleep on it, and I just picked back up on it.
Yeah,
girl, I didn't know what was going on with that suitcase, and I was confused. I was like, so whose is it? Is this her stuff? I was so confused. So by the time the second episode comes, and she's like, you know, acclimated as a stripper, and now I'm in. You know, now I'm all in. But yeah, if you haven't watched P-Valley, I don't know what the hell you're doing. I don't know what was occupying your time.
The series is over. Well, the first season's over.
It was short and sweet. 8 episodes. We were in and out. The only thing that I didn't like is that I had to wait until Sunday to watch the new episodes. And it's like, excuse me? Like, why can't we just binge like everything else? But it was worth the wait, because every single episode I enjoyed myself. Who's your favorite character on there?
Woo! So of course, I enjoy Uncle Clifford. I like Mississippi.
Me too. I did until the last episode, which I'm sure we're going to talk about in a second.
Yeah, I like Mississippi, and I love Lil Murda.
I love Lil Murda ever since the first episode.
When he said, I got something to murder you, and I said, oh.
When he introduces himself to Uncle Cliff, and he was like, my name is Lil Murda, whatever he says, and Uncle Cliff was like, you ain't doing no big murders. I was weak.
No, Uncle Clifford's one-liners. It's like,
right, like, you ain't doing no big murders. Why is it Lil Murda? Like, I was weak. I was here for the flirting from the episode one. Like, it was just, I'm a sucker for that, like, that magnetic attraction between two people where it's almost awkward when you're in the room with each other. Like, I'm sold, okay? Lil Murda and Uncle Cliff stand a cow, okay? Couple goals, okay?
Let me tell you something. That is romance, okay?
Girl.
When he said the build up to that one episode, and I know what I'm talking about. But when he said, why they call you Lil Murda? He's like, yeah, because I got something that'll murder you. I'm like, okay,
right. As Scooter would say, I know Scooter's probably listening. As Scooter would say, out the gate, okay? Like, listen, with the energy.
I really like, we'll get back on Uncle Clifford and Lil Murda. I really like Diamond as well, for obvious reasons.
Listen. every time I see Diamond, I think about that little clip that was Santana. I'm probably going to insert it if I can figure it out. I want you to park that Big Mac truck right in this little garage. Like.
Oh,
I'm hot.
Okay. Great television. Okay.
Also, my favorite character, like that he doesn't pop up often, but when he does, old boy on the ankle bracelet. That-
oh my God.
Listen, what? Mercedes is one true love. Oh, listen. Yeah.
Oh, listen, my God.
If you don't watch P-Valley, you're missing out. It's really great quality television.
It's Uncle listen. Clifford's one-liners for me. When he called Autumn October, September.
Listen.
He said, come here, October, September. I got to show you something.
It's just really good television. So basically, it's this girl that she's running away from her abusive husband. Mm-hmm. And she basically finds herself hiding out in, like, you know, undercover, she's hiding out, and she's pretty much like in a small town in Mississippi, and she's a stripper now. Like, it's her way to make money, and it's a way to like kind of stay low-key. Mm-hmm. And so the whole series goes, and she's basically like, you know, just it's the shit that's going on in the strip club. Like, you know, there's a rapper in town, the club is about to actually close because they're building a casino across the street, and you know, it's a lot, okay, but it is good. Now, the finale came on Sunday night, and I saw some mixed reviews on the finale. I saw some people were underwhelmed.
I mean, I wasn't. Like, it was Murder Night. Like,
it was Murder Monday.
It gave us a little bit, you know. Like, I don't like how Lil Murda got brand new with Uncle Clifford, but I mean.
Listen, I was so hurt when he walked into the office and had to just get him.
Get himself together.
Ooh,
he had to pour him a drink.
There. He was like, whoo. Like, he just had to just calm himself down and just like, listen, you know what? We shouldn't have caught feelings in the first place.
You've been there?
Listen, I think we've all been there. Like,
oh, yeah. I've definitely been there.
You just feel played. You feel played, and you feel like, you know what? This is my own fault because I knew better. I knew better. And you just let your guard down, and you probably was like, you know what? I shouldn't have done it. I shouldn't have gave in so fast. And you know, it's okay. And I feel like, you know, he didn't deserve that. But then when Lil Murda knocks on the door with them puppy dog eyes, mm-hmm. like, he is so sorry. He's so remorseful. And he was honest. And he was like, so what was that about? He's like, honestly, I don't know. Like, I was flexing. I was just put, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Listen, the dramatics for me, okay?
Yeah, you can tell he was genuinely sorry. He started crying, but one thing I like, Uncle Clifford did not go down like no hoe. He was like, okay, well, when you figure it out.
Oh, my ass would have gave in. I would have gave in. Listen, you come with those eyes. Like, his eyes said everything when he walked in. Like, he was genuinely sorry. Like, he did not know where that came from. It was an outburst. And, you know, I mean, I feel Uncle Cliff. Sometimes you got to keep your pimp hand strong. So, but meanwhile, in the club is Murder Monday, and Mississippi, she's kind of like the star of the town right now because she had a little viral video with Lil Murda. And, you know, the manager from Atlanta's in town, and he's making her big promises and all types of
that
shit.
That is my side note. That is my damn song. The Mississippi Pride song. I like Falling, though, over love. That's my song.
Oh, my God. I saw people dancing to that.
Oh, shit. That's my song.
I saw people dancing to that on, like, their like story and everything. I was like, can you buy this song or something? Like,
girl, is it on streaming platforms? Spotify. It's on Spotify.
Goodness gracious, listen.
It's a bop. Like, I was listening to it in the car the other day on the way to take my child to school and get a coffee. And I was like, oh, I like this. It's good.
Is it under Lil Murda?
Well, I typed it. Which platform are you on? Tidal?
I'm on Tidal.
Type in P-Valley.
Okay. Because I need this song, okay?
Which one? Mississippi Pride? Oh,
it is here. Fallen. It's P-Valley Season 1. And Fallen is right here.
That's my song. I'm all in. This is my song. I don't care.
Murder Monday.
Listen, in the shower, I'm playing it tonight.
I was really watching the finale, and he's performing Fallen, and, you know, Mississippi's on the pole behind him, and she's like falling down the pole as he's singing the song. And I was like, well, how did the pink get shut down? Because I want to get a section.
Right. When it was the original episode, when it was Mercedes' last dance, That was a like a performance when he was performing Fallen in Mississippi. Yep. Was like doing her pole thing. That was good as hell. And girl, then Mississippi Pride, I like that song too. And did you see Uncle Clifford dancing?
Girl, they have that video of a Big Frida dancing. Talk about, this was Uncle Cliff during Lil Murda's
performance. He was supporting his man, okay?
Listen, I'm here for it. I'm literally trying to figure out how to get a section at the Pink next week, so.
Hello?
Listen, I'm here. I'm here for it.
Well, at the end, I mean, we don't want to spoil it. Well, I don't want to spoil it.
Yeah, okay. If you haven't seen it, watch it, because it's a dramatic ending. Everything pretty much comes to a head, and there's a plot twist, and there's a bunch of shit going on at the end. But P-Valley, you know, bravo. Chef's kiss.
Honestly, great fuck show. Andre. I hate him.
Who's Andre? That's Haley's husband, right?
Yes.
Ugh. Child.
No, that's not Haley's husband. Andre is the one of the developers for the casino.
Oh, I hate him too. Ugh.
He's such a wimp.
He is. He's such a dork. He is.
He is a dork. Like, ugh. Ugh. Hate him.
Yeah.
But yeah, shout out to everybody else on P-Valley. That is an great amazing show. Shout out to the girls. Like, I was actually, my mom was over here when I was playing the first episode, and she was like, these girls must be professionals. And I'm like, you know, I think so.
It doesn't look like any stunt doubles or anything like that. I think they're like real dancers, which I think is fire. Like, you know?
Yeah.
Shout out to them. Shout out to P-Valley.
Yeah.
Really quick, next topic, because this happened like over a week ago now, but Brandy versus Monica on Versus. First of all, I just want to say congratulations to them, because apparently they had like the highest viewed battle out of anybody else. Mm-hmm. They beat out Jill Scott and Erykah Badu for the top spot. So shout out to the women on Versus, okay? The women have come and shut it down, okay?
Yes.
Okay.
We always do it better, of course.
Everything. It just reminded me, his name is escaping me, right? Sean Garrett. Sean Garrett, you know, there's a lot to be learned here of how to behave. God.
I really, girl, we didn't talk about Ghetto Versus. We didn't talk about Ghetto Versus on the show.
We've come a long way, okay?
Where is that clip of Sean Garrett?
From Sean Garrett licking his lips in the camera, okay? We've come a long way.
Anytime I think about Sean Garrett, I think about how he was like, this is for the bitches.
He was talking about Khalees. He said he was going to play. He was about Nas's to play bitch. Bossy. And then he was like, I had a song with Nas's bitch. Man, I got the bitches. This is for the hoes, nigga. This I was like, what? Oh, my God. We've come a long way. But
oh, my
Brandy
God.
Brandy and Monica, who did you have winning?
Wait, no, I want to play this Sean Garrett clip.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Dream was just staring in the camera. Like, listen, he was really like
this from the beginning of Versus. I want the Dream to have another chance.
Listen, he didn't.
He was the sacrificial lamb for Versus.
If you watch that clip again, just watch the Dream's face. Like, it's going on. He's carrying on. But at a certain point, he's like, whoa.
Listen, it just got worse. And you know what? Versus, like, just to think about what Versus is now. Versus started with Sean Garrett drunk in the bar first. Yep. Then he went home and was like, you know,
started
what?
Talking shit.
Let's battle. He's like licking his lips. Oh, God.
It was a lot, but we've come a long way. We got better. If we think back to like Jagged Edge versus 112, we didn't even hear any songs.
We didn't.
We heard nothing.
Was going off imagination. You had YouTube playing in the back. And they said, oh, I remember we made that one song, Promise. Okay, let me turn it on YouTube so I can hear it.
Literally what happened. All we saw was like four niggas. We don't even know who they were.
We don't know who they were.
Could have been Jagged Edge. Could have been anybody else. But it's really come a long way. Like the audio quality, the sound, like the visual quality, like everything is just, it's top tier.
What turned the tide? Like, when did it start getting professional? Was it Teddy Riley and Babyface?
I think it's after, like, the restrictions. I think it was after Beanie Man and Bounty Hunter, actually, them being in the same room. and then everybody else, they started to have a lot of other people in the same room. But I think just that, like, worked, you had to let time pass.
Instagram Live thing, like yes. that Instagram Live when people was just dialing in, that was ghetto. Like,
yeah, because Instagram Live was not built to have that many people on, especially when two people join in, it just changes the quality. Like, one person could be fine by themselves and the other person could be fine by themselves, but once you join two lives together, it's just not built for that. Like, yeah. it was just fucking up, and then everybody would blame one person, and it was like, it's not their fault. It's just the platform.
They had the hour and a half time limit.
Yeah, it was just ghetto. It wasn't all the way fleshed through. Yeah, but look where we are now. Okay.
Yeah. Now they in the same room. We got DJs, sound crew, lighting,
everything. We got sponsors.
Hello.
Listen.
So Brandy and Monica, what was your favorite part?
I don't know. What was my favorite part? I think watching it. I don't know. Watching it was cool, but the playlist is really hitting different. I have not stopped listening to that playlist of both of their songs since really? The day of the battle. I cannot, like, I listen to Full Moon every day. Like, I can't stop listening.
Full Moon hits different
as an adult.
What? It does.
Brandy said, what did she say? This one line, like, I just keep, like, saying it with my whole chest. She was like, and all the love you're showing lets me know that you like what you see and want to get to know me too. Like, what part didn't y'all understand? All the love you're showing lets me know that you like what you see and want to get to know me too. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna get that tattooed,
ma'am. You know,
it was just right there. She wrote it. It was plain and simple. But yeah, I had, after watching the battle, I had Monica winning. After listening to the playlist, I have Brandy winning.
Yeah, I think after the battle, I definitely was like, Monica won. Like, the songs just hit different. Like,
right.
As an adult, like, Angel of Mine is my shit, and it's like, I feel like they just, like, the songs just came out. That's how it feels. Like,
I think Brandy was a little off-putting to me during. She's awkward. Yeah. She's awkward.
She's very awkward.
She's very awkward. The jokes weren't landing. A lot of the things that she was saying, Monica was like, huh? And she was like that? No, it wasn't connecting. The vibe was a little bit off.
Brandy's very Hallelujah Night. Like, she makes like youth ministry jokes, like, ma'am,
right?
We are wrong over here. She definitely gives long jean skirt vibes.
Like, she, I was like, when Monica was doing, Cinderella, when she was doing Sideline Ho, and she was like, oh no, Sarai's in here. Sarai is 25.
Sarai is old enough to buy cigarettes.
Right, literally. I'm exaggerating, but she's an adult. Like, she can, the word a ho of all words, ho.
Right.
Girl, please. Like, it was just like, girl, what are you? She's out of touch. I think she's been in her
own
bubble.
She's very out of touch. Very.
She's been in her own bubble a little bit too long that she doesn't translate well to, like, people watching. And, like, ma'am, you are not Cinderella anymore. You do not have to keep up this perfection facade. Like, yeah, it's just not that time anymore.
We so grown. Just watch, we be drinking and cussing.
Right. Which is why I think I connected personally more to Monica watching the battle. But just listening to the songs, like, Brandy has bangers. Like, her songs are just top tier.
Almost still doesn't count.
Listen, let me tell you something. When I tell you, me and my sister ran the Never Say Never album into the ground. Mm-hmm. Okay, that was a time in my life. We just got a boombox and got the CD probably a year and a half after it came out. Baby, it was up.
What?
It was up. Like, I always say, like, we didn't get, like, everything we wanted as kids. Like, absolutely not. But, like, you know, you know how it is. Like, a CD comes out, like, maybe a year later. It's probably on sale for, like, a good, like, $9.99. They're like, okay, you can get it now. So, I didn't care. When I tell you, we ran that album into the ground.
Oh, my God.
On repeat all a day. Like.
Of course Brie was born, but like,
she was probably like 3-4.
So it was UML time.
It was UML time. Definitely. Okay. Absolutely. But yeah, so listen, I feel like I always say, the fans are the real winners.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I enjoyed myself. Like I said, those songs definitely hit different as an adult.
Did you enjoy Brandy and her poetry?
It was giving Moesha. I kept doing the Moesha Diary soundtrack in the background, kept like playing in my head while she was reading it, and it was like, eh.
Yeah, I didn't really understand it, but you know, it's whatever.
It didn't bother me, but I could have done without it, to be honest.
The jokes were funny. People were making jokes about Master P because Monica kept mentioning C Murder.
She did. She's in love.
She is. At this point, she was like, I was going to wear a Free C Murder shirt, but.
She is such a Scorpio. I hate her. Like, she, like, the, we are so, like, once we find somebody new, nobody else ever, we, you would think this is the first person she was ever in love with. The only person she has ever cared about is C Murder.
Right.
That's all. She's obsessed. She is obsessed. But overall, I enjoyed it. You know, it was a fun night.
It was. Free C Murder till it's backwards. Again, all of the memes and the jokes, they carried me through for the next couple of days. I don't know who else is, like, who else can we get for verses? Like, I don't want to say it's run its course, but.
No, definitely not. I think, have they announced who's next? No, they haven't.
I still want Usher and Chris Brown.
Child, I want to see it too.
I just want to see it, you know, like, I just want to see it.
I still want to see Missy Elliott.
And Pharrell.
Yeah, and Pharrell, but they've kind of gone away from the producers, and they're doing more, but Missy's an artist too, and so is Pharrell, so it's still a good matchup. Throw them in there.
They both have their own songs, and they both have things that they've produced.
So, who else do I want to see? Just artists in general. I want to see more, like R&B groups, like even talking about the Jagged Edge 112. Like, can we get New Edition versus Boyz II Men?
Ooh. Well, I wouldn't say New Edition because Boyz II Men came from New Edition. Like,
true.
I don't think New Edition can go up against anybody. So New Edition got a lot of sons.
True. Can we get Jodeci versus Boyz II Men?
Yes, we absolutely can. Listen.
I just thought
we are old
about the songs. No, I'm telling you, I am an auntie. Okay. That's all I have for verses.
I still want Ashanti versus Keisha Cole.
Yeah, or, they said Keisha Cole's up next.
I want Tamia versus Maya.
That'd be a good one too. But I don't know if they have 20 hits each.
Maybe we can condense it, you know, given the circumstances. Yeah. And tweak it.
We gotta bend the rules a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, you can put album cuts in there. Like, Maya got some stuff that wasn't a single, so it was Tamia, so. They were saying, like, Mary J. Blige versus somebody, but I forgot.
Probably versus Faith Evans. I saw that a few times. I think Mary would eat her up. No shade, like, but I can see the similarities. But it would definitely
be
a
blast. It'll be a fun time.
I think we should do Usher versus Mary J. Blige.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to hear Usher songs. Speaking of Usher, did you hear that he has a residency in Las Vegas?
Really?
Absolutely, and I am going. You know how bad I want to go to an Usher concert?
That would be fun. Girl. That's a good one.
He announced it, like, a few days ago.
Oh, so it's a new thing. Are they starting to do shows again? Can we get concerts back?
I think it's next year. I'm sure it's not for like 20. Let me Google it. But I'm 100% certain it's not this year because A, the year's almost up, and B, like, COVID COVID is still, you know, running rampant. But let me type it in. Usher residency. Because he literally just announced it. And I want to go.
That is a really good
one. Yeah, it says Usher announces Las Vegas residency for 2021. This is from People magazine, people.com. Yeah, he's doing a 12-show residency, and it says the singer said he will perform earlier songs as well as new music. Okay, well, I need tickets. Usher.
Right.
I already know that it's going to be, like, something hard to get, but...
The good thing about the residencies in Vegas, though, is, like, if you don't catch it, you can always go at any time, and they'll be there, so.
Yeah, the Lovin' This Club singer will perform 12 dates at the iconic.
Oh, only 12?
Yeah. Dang. Beginning July 16, 2021 through January 1st, 2022.
Okay.
And it will give people an up-close and personal immersive experience. How do I get tickets? Are they on sale now? No, honestly, I will give...
I don't think they're on sale yet.
I will pay my good money.
To see Usher in Vegas.
You know how bad I want to go to an Usher concert? Like, I always talk about Usher's just like that one where it's like... Like, he can do no wrong. He's like my fave. Like, he's the king of R&B. Right.
That's like, a good one.
I would love to go to an Usher concert. I gotta do it in this lifetime. But yeah, when the tickets go on sale, please catch me, you know, giving up all that I got.
Right.
To make sure that I'm in the number. But yeah, I think that's all I have.
We had one more thing. I don't even know if we're going to talk about this. We're just going to mention it because it is literally trending as we speak.
Oh, disgusting. I know
the names. I don't care to look them up, to be honest. But some people, some women went on, I believe it was a podcast.
I think the podcast is called No Jumper.
Is that their podcast?
Let me look. I think that's what they said.
Oh, I thought No Jumper was something else. I thought No Jumper was niggas too.
Oh, wait, no.
I was like, that might be a joke.
Wait, No Jumper.
Oh, it is No Jumper. But the guy is gone.
Well, wait.
I'm confused.
Well, there's a No Jumper podcast that's hosted by Adam22, but then there's something it says.
Is there two?
So the podcast is called Thoughts Next Door.
Okay, there we go. And they went on No Jumper. They
went on No Jumper.
Okay, that was listen. I was confused for a second there.
That was a wild ride just now.
Listen, but so Thoughts Next Door, they had Chief Keef's baby mama. And this literally says that. I'm on Spotify looking it up. It said Thoughts Next Door episode 2 with Chief Keef's baby mama. I don't know if she has a name. But apparently, okay, so she went on their podcast and she was talking about basically being flown out by Odell Beckham. And she was just saying that he's into some real kinky shit, something.
Why in the fuck? No pun intended. Let's just dial it back. Why is the name of this podcast called Thoughts Next Door?
I don't know. Listen, whatever you want to do, sis, I'm here for it. I'm a hoe advocate. I think
you can live your life. But I mean,
yeah, live how you want to live, sis. Listen, but you know, it's just certain things I'm not fessing up to. It's just that's just me. I'm not gonna say that there was just no reason for me to come and tell the story allegedly about Odell. Don't sue us. We just saying what she said about, you know, what Odell is into. Now, okay. I don't want to repeat it because I have a very weak stomach.
So Miss Mamas basically said that, Odell Beckham Jr. allegedly flew her out. Well, he first requested that she make like some sort of video where she is like
There's a video of her detailing the experience. So if you just go and look it up, I'm sure you will find it. But yeah, so basically she's just telling the story like, no, this is what he's into. He asked me to do X, Y, and Z. And I was like, all right. Like, and she was down. Viral.
I mean, she didn't oppose. So it's like, it doesn't seem like, you know, he forced her to do anything or anything like that. Like,
She was a little excited. Like, she was like, okay, bet. Like, she was with it.
Yeah. Like, this is new. Why not? You know?
Right. So she's detailing the story. Now, what has gone viral besides the video clip? Because if that's not shocking enough, you know, folks have zoomed in on the slides. And what to the untrained eye looked like a pair of Christian Dior's are actually a pair of Christian Dior's. And when I tell y'all, my timeline is filled.
Where did you even get those?
Girl, Canal Street, AliExpress. Like,
I don't know.
Listen.
I'm a believer. I believe women, but like, ma'am, this makes you so much less credible.
I don't believe anyone in Christian Dior slides.
I'm sorry. Just leave it at that.
Sorry, sis. No, I don't believe it. I'm not buying it. I feel like there's a lot of embellishment, a lot of exaggeration. Because listen,
did Odell Beckham respond?
I didn't see that. But I feel like if you go anywhere that's going to be like video recorded in a pair of Christian Dior slides. Listen, you don't have much to lose. Nothing. Yeah, you don't care.
And I honestly do feel like Odell Beckham, like he wouldn't be ashamed of like, you know, who he, like what he's into or like who he is or anything like that. So, I mean, I honestly just don't know.
Yeah. And honestly, I have a very weak stomach and I don't have much on the topic, but it's been hot on the timeline all day. So I figured we'd mention it.
I'm not one to kink shame. If you're into it, you're into it. I mean, that's just, I just don't feel like, why did you have to tell us, one, and then two, like,
right.
I feel like you were, like, very eager to name drop. Like, let's look at the evidence, let's look at the big picture, like, you're trying to get your podcast off, you know, it's your second episode, you're on this more popular podcast, so it's like, you know, all bets are off. You're gonna do what you need to do.
Right.
But again, I'm not saying I believe one person over the other. At this point, stranger things have happened, we just don't know.
Right. I think that's all we have for this week. We are just popping in.
Yeah, you know, we're here just to let you know that we're here with you guys. Follow us on Instagram @BackTalk Podcast. Follow us on Twitter @_BackTalk Pod.
Our website is backtalkpodcast.com. For business inquiries, you can hit us up on the email at backtalkthepodcast.com. And if nothing else, we'll see y'all next week.
Bye.